Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes with you here on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. And today we've got Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, joining us as we talk about our morning market analysis, see where we've been yesterday on our ag futures, where we're headed today, last full trading day before the Christmas holiday sets in. We're back with Tom talking livestock futures, first of all, in just a moment.
We are farmers. We are all day long doers. Agriculture isn't just our industry. It's our way of life. We invest in equipment that's long-lasting, economical, and environmentally conscious because that's what it takes to do the job right. We're all about greater horsepower and cleaner emissions, new implements, more attachments, better technology, and dependable engineering. For all your ag equipment needs, we are Kubota.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
On the line with us today, Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's first of all talk about these cattle futures. Yesterday, kind of a continuation of this thing we've seen for the last several days. Pretty good rally off the bottom that we saw last week, it seems like.
That's right, Ron. We are seeing a very nice rally. Yesterday, the cattle complex did have early two-sided trading, but then we made new highs for the week and closed with triple-digit gains. Now, helping to support the cattle futures yesterday was some cash cattle movement in the south at the price of 122 to 124 on the hoof. Yesterday's cold storage report continued to show beef, pork, and poultry stocks well above year-ago levels. Now, total red meat was a record high for the month of November, and we are looking at winter weather that's going to be moving into the forecast for parts of cattle feeding country starting this weekend. Choice box beef yesterday was up 25 cents. Select boxes down 28 on a total movement of 222 loads. The cattle kill at 116,000 head. The cash feeder index finally turned higher, up 97 cents. We saw on the close yesterday, February cattle $1.77 higher, Jan feeders up 315, and February lean hogs 40 cents higher.
And let's talk about those grain, though. Oilseed prices is more and more here this morning here with Tom Leffler right after this.
Superior Livestock Auction brings the market to you. Coming up is the Bell Ringer Auction in Denver, January 14th and 15th. Join us January 12th and 13th for the new rep orientation and the Superior Rep Roundup, followed by the 2015 Rep Awards and dinner at 6 p.m. on the 13th. Then attend the Bell Ringer Auction January 14th and 15th. Consignment deadline is December 29th. Visit SuperiorLivestock.com to RSVP for the dinner and awards or for more information. Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing.
Tom, let's talk about these grain futures. We just seemingly don't have a whole lot of direction. It's plus or minus just a penny or two, it seems like.
That's exactly right, Ron, and nothing unusual for this time of year. It was extremely quiet yesterday, news-wise, for the grain and the soybean complexes. The lack of fresh news once again helped pull the wheat, corn, and soybean futures lower as they followed the trend of the charts. The markets will close early on Thursday. They will be closed on Friday for Christmas, and overnight, trading was mostly on a higher note, but in very light volume. At the moment, March KC wheat's a penny and a quarter higher. March corn's up a quarter of a penny. March soybeans are unchanged. The March cotton is trading 3 points lower. February crude oil, 63 cents higher. The March dollar index is 9 cents higher. And March Dow Jones futures up 91 points this morning.
And for folks who want to visit with you, how do they do that?
Ron, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Thank you very much, Tom. Tom Leffler with Leffler Commodities, our morning market analysis here on this Wednesday. And that is a look at our agricultural markets. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.